This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome to The Good Neighbor, News Talk 830 WCCO. It's time to talk Twins baseball. After another Twins game tonight, Twins fall for the second consecutive night to the Chicago White Sox, 6-2. This is Final Pitch. And the phone number to weigh in with your assessment of the game, your opinion, your perspective, 651-989-9226. I'm your host, Henry Lake, along with producer Christopher Tubbs for the next 30 minutes. We will talk extensively about Twins baseball and it's going to be a frustrating 30 minutes, I think, when we talk Twins baseball. Because, number one, you're talking about a loss, right? And you're talking about a team in the division that you claimed last year and you were the champions. The upstart Chicago White Sox are not going to fade away. They are not right now looking at the Twins and fearing the Twins. They are not fearing anyone in Major League Baseball right now. The Chicago White Sox, I don't want to call them the surprise team of Major League Baseball. I look at the White Sox. We all acknowledge that they have some young, talented baseball players. I didn't think that they would be this good this fast. I don't know, Chris, what your assessment was of the White Sox coming into the season, but I was under the assumption and the mindset that it was Twins, into Indians, then into Chicago. And that's been totally flipped. It has, to this point, been Chicago into the Twins, into the Indians. And I guess the thing that I'm most frustrated about, and I want Twins fans' perspective on this at 651-989-9226, is my assessment of Twins baseball right now is that I look at the team, and when I compare and contrast it to last season, this team is a better pitching team across the board, okay? Now, there's been some rough patches with the bullpen, but if you look at the starting pitching, I think that the starting pitching this year for the Twins is better than last year's starting pitching.
No question.
But the issue is that this offense, which was amazing last year, the Bomba Squad, okay? That's what they created last year, the Bomba Squad. It's been inconsistent. You've had games where you broke it out and you've looked spectacular. There have been way too many nights where this team, from an offensive perspective, looked below average. And I think that that is the difference. This is not ripping on the Twins. This is not saying that the Twins can't succeed in the postseason. It's just looking at the areas of this team, you have to acknowledge that the pitching's been better than last year, but the hitting hasn't been anywhere near. That's just the reality, at least in my perspective. I thought that the offense was consistently way much better last year as opposed to this year. But, and some of that could be due to the injuries, I get that. Some of it's due to just flat out, even without the injuries, because I know that Mitch Garver, Garv Sauce, is not available. But even before the injury, he wasn't hitting well. So, and I'm not just placing the blame on him. I'm just saying across the board, the offense has been extremely inconsistent. Luis Arraez last year was just, he took Major League Baseball by storm. This year, He's been fighting some injuries, some nagging stuff with the knee. But he's not from an offensive perspective the guy that he was last year. Not to say that he's been bad, because he's not a bad baseball player. We know that. We love Luis Arraez. But I think that fans going into the season thought that he was going to bat 400. Like, that was what people were talking about. Well, if there's anybody out there that can bat 400, it's Luis Arraez.
Yeah, and I think we were kind of approaching it from, you know, our own little bubble, right? It's like, okay, if we're looking at anybody on the Twins that can do this, it's you know, it's going to be Luis Arraez. But we have to take into consideration that, you know, other teams are going to try and figure him out. And there's going to be some sort of regression to the means. There always is. Last year's team, I mean, they had a swag. And one thing that you mentioned, Henry, and I think it's very apropos, I think it's very fitting, is the fact that nobody fears the Twins this year. You look at them last year like, oh, man, the bomber squad's coming in. You know we got to score 5 or 6 runs to even get ourselves a shot. You know, this year it's like, you know what? If we scored 3 or 4 runs, we got a chance. If they're having an off night, we've got a chance to beat this team. Even though their pitching is better, their lineup's not nearly as consistent and as – you know, challenging it. And part of that is health. And I don't know if part of it is just they just didn't have the reps. But, man, Chicago, we thought they were a year or two away still with that great farm system. No. They added, you know, Grandal in the offseason. They added Dallas Keuchel. Boom. They have gone – they have accelerated their growth by at least a year or two. And – they're young, man. The White Sox are built for the long haul. That is the scary thing if you're the Twins.
All right, let's go to the phone line, 651-989-9226. Oh, boy. I know she's not happy tonight. Let's go to Audrey in Columbia Heights. What's up, Audrey?
Hi, Henry. Maybe you won't rip them, but I will, because I think they've looked like crap for the last 2 nights. And when you leave 25 or more guys on base in 2 nights, and you're only able to score 3 runs, what is wrong with this picture?
Oh, that last night, and look, you know me. I will be critical of the team when it's time to be critical. And last night, that was just that's a game that you got to have. You gave that game away. You left way too many runners on base and in scoring position, and you weren't able to bring anybody home. I know Nelson Cruz had a bad night last night. Everybody on the squad had a bad night last night.
Nelson Cruz had a bad week.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 days. He looks like terrible. And so has, what's his name? The first guy that bats. I can't even remember his name. I'm so angry.
You talking about Max Kepler?
Yes.
He's just coming off.
He was swinging at tonight were like 4 inches above the ground.
But Max Kepler's just coming off of the injured list, so I'm not going to, you know, get into him too much.
He was that way before he was on the injured list. He wasn't doing anything.
He had a couple hits last night.
A whoopee ding, a couple hits. And another thing is, where in the heck did they get these umpires for this series? It's a puppy bowl. I mean, both these guys have been so inconsistent. What's a strike for the Twins is a ball for Chicago.
Are you in favor of robots behind the plate, Audrey?
Well, they could do just as good a job. Better go out and get some little league umpire.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for the phone call from Audrey at Columbia Heights. I knew she was going to be fired up. She didn't let me down. She did not let me down, Chris. Audrey at Columbia Heights is bringing it tonight. What did she say? Whoopee dinger. I never heard that before. But that was a great phone call.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard any. No, Whoopi Dinger? No.
I think she kind of had to censor herself at the same time.
I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, she's right. They have looked awful, and the thing is, I think, Henry, if we were playing 162 game season, I don't think we would be as much on them as we are. But the fact is, you got 9 games left to go in the regular season. You ain't got. I think it's like we feel like this team has got to be playing.
I think we got 10.
Oh, I thought okay. I thought we had 10 after tonight, but maybe you know maybe
we're 30 and 20.
Okay, 30 and 20, 60. Okay, yeah, too much math.
No, you're good.
But we don't. That's my Minnesota public education math right there. Shout out to Redwood Valley. Thank you. We're at a position where everything is just magnified, and I think we're we're getting a lot more worked up, and I think rightfully so, because I think it feels a little
bit... short season.
Yeah, well, it feels like deja vu last year, doesn't it? I mean, this team plays well, and then they hit a little bit of a snag, and then we look and we're like, oh, man, Rocco's piecing the lineup together. Oh, boy. Okay, we got... Okay, Sano, he's hurt. Gonzalez is out. Garver's hurt. You know, it's like we just... I get a sense of deja vu, and then all of a sudden... The playoffs are going to sneak up on you. And I know you just need to get into the tournament. I totally understand that. But at the same time, if this team is not playing their best baseball, you got a best of three and anything.
And right now, you're scheduled to play the Yankees.
Oh, man. You mean the same
Yankees? Garrett Cole, baby. Garrett Cole and Kenta Maeda.
You know what?
Let's go.
But you know what? You already beat Shane Bieber. Shane Bieber is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball this year. So if you can beat the Biebs, you can beat anybody. The problem is the Yankees are putting up runs. They put up 20 tonight on the Blue Jays. The Twins have scored, what, 3 runs in 2 games so far? That's not exactly the same. Not exactly.
Really 4 because we got screwed out of a run last night. But
Byron did get his inside the park home run.
He did get it tonight. Yeah. That's a speed do, baby. That's a speed do. All right, 651-989-9226. We'll take our first break. Come back, take more of your phone calls here on Final Pitch. Twins fall again 6-2 to the Chicago White Sox. And this is Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. A rough night for Minnesota Twins fans. We fall to the Chicago White Sox 6-2, and we are taking your phone calls here. The phone number again is 651-989-9226. It was a good night if you are Byron Buxton. Not a good night if you're realistically anybody else on the roster. Buxton goes 2-for-4 at the plate. He had the inside the park home run. His 9th home run on the season. Should have been 10. Because last night we saw what happened. He got screwed. Okay. But outside of that, it just wasn't working. 0-for night for Miguel Sano. 0-for for Eddie Rosario. 0-for for Jorge Polanco. Donaldson. Max Kepler. Twins only had 4 hits tonight. So it wasn't fun. It wasn't a good night either for Randy Dobnik. His line on the night, he went 4 1/3. 8 hits given up, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts on 97 pitches. It seemed like Randy's entire night, the stress level with each pit was high. Each pitch, the stress level was through the roof. And whenever you cannot have, because he only really had 1 easy inning, if you can't have an easy inning at all and you feel like, the opponent's right all up in your grill, every single pitch, you're not going to last long. 97 pitches in 4 1/3, that's a high pitch count, man. High pitch count. All right, let's go to Hugo calling from Florida. What's up, Hugo?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? I was a little bit disappointed with Rocco yesterday, sitting down a couple of key players, especially, you know, in a key series. And also, today he left, in my opinion, Randy, you know, too long. You could tell Randy right off the bat when he can't control his sinker, you know, it's really tough for him. Another thing you were talking about across the board, man, Kepler has fallen off the map. Randy Rosario, you know, he has 10 homers, but he's sitting, what, 246, 247. Polanco, even though he was hitting 274, he's usually in the 300 mark. Donaldson hasn't panned out so far. And what's really worrisome is our closer, Rogers. I don't know what's gotten into him. You know, he still has the velocity, but his slider and his sinker is just staying flat. And you know, it's a couple of issues. And believe me, you know, the Yankees have had a bunch of injuries. I meant to say injuries. Mm-hmm. Today, Stanton came back. Judge is supposed to be back by Friday. I know that the only pitcher they have is Cole, but I wouldn't want to face the Yankees. You know, that for the woman that, you know, was criticizing Cruz, man, he's been our only player that's been consistent all year with his production. You know, he's entitled to have a couple of days off.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, let me ask you this, Hugo. All right, so because you sound like you're a Twins fan and you follow him every single game every year. So last year, well, let me ask it this way. Right now, what is the identity of Twins baseball?
Right now, I would say Maeda. It's the only one. Even Berrios, you can't.
No. You're talking about good players. I'm talking about what is the identity. Wouldn't you say the identity is still hitting home runs, right? The Bomba Squad.
That's it. Because as far as average wise this year, you know, they're really down as far as team average.
Okay, the identity is still the Bomba Squad. But this is the thing. Last year, when you look at Twins baseball, who was the best player on the Twins last year? We would agree it was Nelson Cruz, right?
No doubt, yeah.
Okay, then after that, who would you say after that? Probably Polanco. Then after that, who was it? Like Max Kepler, right?
Max Kepler, yeah.
This is where I'm trying to go with this, and this is what I'm trying to let the people know. And I think you kind of see where I'm going, is that this year, you would say that the best player on the Minnesota Twins has not been necessarily Nelson Cruz or Max Kepler or Jorge Polanco. You say it's been Kenta Maeda. I would say from the start of this year till now, he's been your best player. So my point is this. Your best player has been your starting pitcher, right? Because remember, the identity last year was the Bomba Squad. I think that the offense being inconsistent to this point this year, but at the same time, your starting pitching has been a little bit better. It's one of those things where as they're evolving into being a better pitching team, they have to continue to put some runs on the board. And right now, they're on the struggle bus that way.
Right. I thought they were coming back right before prior to this series. They hit 9 homers in 2 games. So, you know, things were looking up. I tell you, I would hate for Kyle Gibson and Martin Perez to be here. A fourth and fifth starters last year, especially Gibson. He's been, you know, amazingly horrible with the Rangers. And, you know, you made a big point. As far as pitching staff, they're much better. Yeah. They're deeper. They're much deeper. And with Big Mike coming back, and he's done a good job since he's been back.
Yes.
You know, let's see. Hopefully, I don't look for things to turn around tomorrow. Especially with Giolito and the first time out for Odorizzi, you know, who hasn't pitched in a while. So maybe it's going to be another bullpen game tomorrow after, you know, and Odorizzi usually only goes till sixth inning anyway. And that's when he's going good.
And thanks for the phone call from Hugo in Miami. Call in more often because we're kind of up against the clock here. 651-989-9226. It's really weird that this year that our offense, which everybody thought was going to be amazing again, what we should have been preaching was that most likely what was going to happen was that there was going to be a little bit of regression. Just a little bit, right? But that's not what we were thinking necessarily. We were thinking not only is it going to be like last year, it could be better because you add Josh Donaldson. And to me, that was probably foolish to go ahead and kind of move forward with that thought process. Let's go to Mark in White Bear Lake. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, sir?
All right. Oh, you know what, you guys? One thing I have to say is that we have to quit making excuses. Everybody's played the same amount of games, and
yep,
you know, nobody's had anything else prior to that. So, I mean, the Vikings are doing that with that too, and I'm hearing that, and hey, it's the same all over.
Yep.
So we're all even, you know, as far as that goes. I've been a Twins fan since '61, since we got the team, and all I can say is relax, guys. We're going to be okay. We lost a couple here. Hey, we can come back. We can do it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that anybody should be jumping off the bandwagon.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I know we can do it. We got some guys that'll come back and hit. And thank God for Nelson Cruz.
Absolutely.
I mean it. I just hope the big old can come back and pitch tomorrow night.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Mark in White Bear Lake. I will say this. I agree with them 100%. No one should be throwing in the towel on the Twins. There's no panic here. Okay, this team is going to be in the postseason and all of that. I guess the reason why, and I'm not blaming any Twins fan for being a little bit thrown off, is the fact that this is a big series. Like, this is the team that you're trying to catch. And the White Sox right now are creating that separation. Last year, when the Indians faced us and they said it's our time and we repelled them, that was a big time boost. Right now, the White Sox are gaining confidence. Right now, they've taken the first couple of games in this series. It's time for us to step up, hopefully get a great start from Jake Odorizzi tomorrow and another good start from Kenta Maeda on Thursday. All right, 651-989-9226. We'll take another break. We can mix in some more phone calls. Diane and Hutchinson, I see that you're holding on. We'll get to you first out of the break here on Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, the final segment of Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Unfortunately, the Twins did not win last night. They did not win tonight. Tonight, they lose 6-2 to the Chicago White Sox. The phone number is 651-989-9226. And Diana in Hutchinson, she has called in, and I know she's going to be very, very supportive of her boo, one Nelson Cruz.
Yes, I am. In fact, I think I need to send Boo Point 2 to Chicago to take care of that umpire. How dare he eject my boo?
Yeah, that part, I'd like some more explanation on what the whole ejection, because people bark all the time.
Because there's no fans, what they said on TV is that they're hearing a lot of noise from both dugouts, you know.
Yeah, but they should.
They heard something, and maybe the umpire just looked over there and he saw Nelson. I don't know.
But this is my point, though, Diana, is like they should not be ejecting guys just because there's no fans this year and you can hear more stuff from the dugouts.
No.
Like, guys are going to chirp from the dugouts. Heck, who was it last week? You had a general manager last week that was up in a suite, and he got kicked out of the stadium. Like, come on, umps. Give it a break.
And then that umpire, he was doing some things with Randy Dobnak that were not cool either. You know, and
I feel like the umps have been inconsistent here the first couple of games.
He just, I don't know. But, you know, they're supposed to be fair to everybody, both teams, and I don't know.
That can be bad for both teams,
Nelson,
too.
But, yeah.
But, you know, in all honesty, though, like we can look and we can, you know, nitpick and say, well, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Being real about it, though, we just have gotten it handed to us the first couple of nights of this series. Last night was a game we gave away. We should have had that game.
There.
that should have been a blowout victory by the Twins last night.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
All the guys who were left on base. Oh my gosh. But, you know, it can only get better from here, right?
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. All right, Diana, I'll talk to you
tomorrow.
Later.
Have a good night.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Diana and Hutchinson, we will talk to her. Well, I would say that I'll talk to her tomorrow, but I won't, because I will talk to her next week, because I'm off the rest of the week.
Well, maybe Sloan and I will talk to her tomorrow.
I got a couple of nights off. That's right, Sloan Martin.
That's right. Yeah, out. She's in the next 3 days.
See, that's doing what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, 651-989-9226. That's the phone number if you'd like to weigh in on anything in regards to tonight's ball game. Twins fall 6-2 to the Chicago White Sox. Chicago is looking the part of a team that people thought could be a sleeper. Don't sleep on them anymore. They're looking pretty good.
They're the real deal.
Dane Dunning, that was a nice effort tonight, man, by that kid. That was a really nice effort for him pitching for the Chicago White Sox. His official line tonight, he went 7 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts on 102 pitches. That was a good performance. So one of the things that we have to watch down the stretch with the veteran starters that we have, how many innings are those guys going to give you? How many innings are we going to get, or quality starts are we going to get from Michael Pineda, Kenta Maeda? What is Jake Odorizzi going to do tomorrow? Like, that's what I want to see. We can't have all of these outings where guys are just giving you 4. No, we need guys to give us 6 and 7.
Yeah,
that's what you need.
Yeah, no question. Right now, you have to get guys that have to get into the 6th inning. And that's a requirement. Because even with the additional roster spot, the expanded rosters, you do not want to tax your guys. You want to have your bullpen as fresh as you can be. And especially when you've got Michael Pineda coming back, he also be what, his 3rd start since being reinstated. You've got the depth. You don't want to take advantage of that depth, you know, right away. It's in the White Sox. You mentioned the White Sox. They're pitching. I mean, it's quietly very, very good. Dylan Cease. You mentioned Dunning, Lucas Giolito.
We're going to see Giolito tomorrow.
Yeah, yep. The Twins have had his number from time to time, but when he's good, he is spot on. When he's bad, he can be rocked pretty hard. Think about it. Dallas Keuchel, their big free agent acquisition in the offseason. I mean, he could conceivably be their number 3 starter in the postseason, and that's crazy to think about.
Man, it's crazy. It is crazy. And it's funny because, by the way, if the season was over right now currently, we would be hosting the New York Yankees, right?
Right, I think on.
That's the 4-5 matchup right now.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
And I know that Twins fans hate that. Twins fans hate it. They hate it.
Eventually,
because we get in our feelings about the Yankees. That's just how we are.
You got to slay the beast. Eventually, you're going to have to beat them.
I'm just telling you, that's how we are. That's how our mindsets are.
You know?
If we end up facing the Yankees in round 1, and it didn't matter whether we got home field or not. It just, I'm telling you right now, man, Twins fans are going to be in their feelings.
Yeah, I mean, home field. Man, I hope they're going to be really intimidated by the TC Bear cutout.
That's funny.
Man.
All right, that's going to wrap up final pitch here. Coming up next, though, we'll continue the sports conversation on Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.